Here at NAFB 2013, we've made our way to the National Swordman Producers booth, talking with J.B. Stewart, who is the vice chairman of the board, and with Tim Lust, who is the CEO. Tell us a little bit about what the National Swordman Producers is, first and foremost.
Sure. And of course, that card's a little bit outdated. I'm currently the new chairman of the board of the National Swordman Producers Association. I guess we need to get some new cards. But anyway, we're the association side. We have a checkoff side that deals with research and education, that sort of thing. We're more the legislative arm, but we do delve into, you know, marketing and just anything that generally enhances the sorghum in the nation.
And we've seen, I know, even with sugar and in the industry too, and I'm sure sorghum faces the same problem and is striving for that 5-year farm bill too. What are some challenges that you guys are facing, and what are you guys looking to see out of the farm bill?
Well, we're excited that we actually have a conference committee appointed now and are working through that process. Obviously, a 5-year bill is important for us. There's a lot of the components that are in both bills that we're very supportive of from a Title I standpoint. Some of the reference prices that are in the House bill we are very supportive of, and then a lot of the other language in terms of crop insurance is important to us. Focused in our industry also on an energy title, it's important for us to have an energy title. And so we continue to work with Senate and House committees both, and look forward to getting this process wrapped up hopefully this year.
Awesome. Anything to add to that with the farm bill? And
Well, other than, you know, it's been a long process. We've worked on it about 3.5 years now, and I think both sides of the aisle are definitely ready to get this behind them, and I hope they are, because we're certainly ready, and some things that sorghum likes to promote in the farm bill, we would like to see some level of target price and price protection, and then we've carried the banner for 3.5 years of no harm to crop insurance. It's so valuable to us, and we've proven that year after year in various areas and even widespread areas. So anyway, we're very interested in protecting our crop insurance and having some price protection.
Absolutely needed in the industry. Switch gears a little bit now to the renewable fuels. The National Sorghum Producers are in support of that. And explain to us a little bit about what you guys are doing and the initiative you're taking for renewable fuels.
Well, certainly working with coalition of the ethanol industry groups and corn growers and others in terms of the defense of the RFS. It's an important piece of legislation of underpinning agriculture, and it impacts all commodities. And so certainly a lot of effort on that as EPA moves forward with putting out their volume numbers. We're very involved in that discussion, and particularly the advanced biofuel portion is very important for sorghum. Certainly been some discussions about some numbers being lowered there, and, you know, that'd be detrimental for investment in our industry and growth in advanced biofuels, and feel like that there's a lot of opportunities to meet those numbers. And so we continue to be very involved in both of those debates and working with the coalition to make sure that it's something good for U.S. agriculture is put in law and continues forward.
Would you like to add anything to RFS and that piece of legislation and your stance on that?
Well, not a whole lot to add, but we're just very interested in promoting that, and you know, it started out as getting us away from quite so much imported oil reserves, and it's done that, and we just hate to see it take those steps backwards that it looks like could happen now, and so we're doing everything we can to protect it. We need to get away from being so dependent on foreign oil, and this is a giant step towards protecting that.
All this is great information, and I think it's a crucial role in agriculture too. And once again, we're talking with J.B. Stewart and Tim Lust of the National Sorghum Producers. Thanks, guys.